This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Hello once again, everybody. A very warm welcome. Hope you're doing well. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you fabulously. It's all going well here in the Phoenix FM studios. So, lots to look forward to in the next couple of hours. Some great music, most of which has been selected by you lovely leg-end listeners. And then we're going to have celebrity birthdays, as ever. We're going to have ridiculous holidays that we're celebrating. And we're going to go over to our roving reporter. We're going to have another big fake interview. We are going to look at what the prediction master makes of what's going on this week. And we will be having an intense debate raging across social media too. So keep it here. It's very exciting. It's going to be wonderful. It's the 8th of August. What is going on today? Well, did you know today, excitingly, if you're a lover of everything feline, it's International Cat Day. How good's that? International Cat Day. I'm excited. It's also National Dollar Day. If you're a fan of US currency, yeah, enjoy that as well. And it's also National Exercise With Your Child Week. I don't really know why it's that, but it is that. Exercise With Your Child Week. And it's also, all throughout August, who could forget, National Napping Month. National Napping Month. A little bit bizarre, I think it's fair to assume. Anyway, we're going to have fun here for the next couple of hours on the Phoenix FM airwaves. I have to apologise to Joe Bailey. Congratulations, Joe, on another fabulous drive time show. But huge apologies, I didn't make it in for the dance around the studio when you gave me a shout out. I was on my way. I tried to get here as quickly as possible without breaking any laws, but I didn't make it. I was stuck at Wilson's Corner when you were saying we had 3 minutes. It was never going to happen from then. But anyway, maybe some other time. But thanks to Joe, she'll be back tomorrow with another brilliant drive time show from 3 till 6. So look out for that on Phoenix FM. We need a track to get us going musically today. All the music you're going to hear is going to celebrate Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. So tracks that link to the stars, that link to nighttime, possibly the moonshine, just general nighttime sky views. This is what we're trying to evoke with all the tracks that many of you have selected on social media in the run-up to the show. So thank you for that. And thank you to Stuart Anthony, who suggested this one as an opener. I haven't heard this for ages. Good call, Stuart. Now, if you've got a romantic view on life, it's lovely. Waiting for a star to fall. If you're realistic, the only kind of thing that's going to fall from the sky, comets. We don't want them to be smacking into the earth. Asteroids, not waiting for those to fall. No, those can stay up there. Let's keep it romantic, I guess. Boy meets girl on the show that goes like this.
Trying to catch your heart is like trying.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Style to Fall, played courtesy of Stuart Anthony, who suggested it on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much. Yeah, loads of people have been in touch, as ever. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. And can you guess any tracks that might feature in a show where the tracks all relate to it being Global Sleep Under the Stars Night? Tracks about stars, tracks about night, tracks about dark skies, tracks about, I don't know, the moon possibly could feature. Bands with moon in the name, star in the name. Ooh, it could all happen. Guess what is coming up. What you will not be able to guess is who the celebrity I'll be talking to later on in the big fake interview is. I will whet your appetite slightly later. Around about 7 o'clock, I'll be speaking to someone very famous in the big fake interview. Nearly speaking to them anyway. And I'm excited to say our roving reporter Scott Fish has been out and about in the world as ever. And went to a different continent again this week. We'll be talking to Scott in about 20 minutes' time, so that's exciting. Prediction Master, has he got 100% record still after last week's prediction? Again, you'll have to stay tuned to the second half of the show to find out how Prediction Master has done and what he's predicting for next week. Opening weekend of the Premier League season, could it be football-related again? Well, stay tuned to find out. And an intense debate, also football related, will be raging across the Phoenix airwaves and beyond. If you want to drop me a line, Ben Simmons Radio is on what was formerly known as Twitter. It is still twitter.com when you go to it. It's just called X now. So I'm going to call it Twitter until they somehow convince someone to sell them the web address x.com, knowing that the owner of Twitter is a multi-billionaire. Someone's probably holding out for multi-millions to hand it over. Anyway, Twitter, yes. It's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook. Search on there, you'll see my avatar. Send me a message, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks to everybody that's been involved already in the run-up to the show. So yeah, loads of wacky holidays occurring today. We'll do celebrity birthdays maybe fairly early on in this two-hour extravaganza tonight. And I'm looking forward to talking to Scott Fish fairly soon too. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay and the environs. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the webcam feed into the studio. Well, you can see it even if you don't have an account. But if you have an account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side of the Mixcloud page. Right, don't go anywhere. Keep it here. It's going to be fabulous. And thanks to Scott Ross, fellow Phoenix FM presenter. We're now going to rewrite the stars. Not from The Greatest Showman, from The Greatest Showman Reimagined with James Arthur and Anne Marie.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you want me. So don't keep shaking our hands so tight. You claim it's not in the cards and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's on my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No, I can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
You think it's easy? You think I don't wanna run to you? Yeah, but there are mountains. That we can walk through. I know you're wondering why. Because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna wake up and see that it was hopeless after all. No one can rewrite the stars. How can you say you'll be mine?
can we rewrite the stars? Say that the world can be ours tonight.
All I want is to fly.
It's not a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
Phoenix FM.
I do like the Zac Efron and Zendaya original, but James Arthur and Anne-Marie's version of Rewrite the Stars are very, very lovely too. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM, coming up to 20 past six on Tuesday the 8th of August. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Yeah, I occasionally talk about the weather. This time last year, it was very, very warm. This time this year, bit meh at the minute, really, isn't it? I think it's fair to say we were promised warmer weather towards the end of August. I hope it materialises. Come on, Jetstream, move on. Come on, El Nino, we've had enough. I know there's heat waves. We want those to move on. We want our weather to get warmer. I remember seeing something about probably 3 or 4 years ago that with climate change, the UK was one of the few countries that may actually experience cooler temperatures while other places in the world get hotter ones due to climate change. I was like, oh, good. That's good, isn't it? Anyway, let's not dwell on the negatives. Let's have a very positive, wonderful, lovely evening. I'm sure you will do by tuning in. I'll whet your appetite a little bit. The big fake interview tonight features me talking to an extremely famous singer. Could you say the most famous recording artist on the planet right now? Well, I'll tell you after the next track who it's going to be. And we sent Scott Fish to a very important sporting occasion over the weekend. Possibly not the one you're thinking. Yes, we've had the Lionesses scrape through. Yes, we've had the Community Shield. Wasn't either of those things that Scott Fish was at. We'll find out exactly where he was pretty darn shortly. And we'll find out the success or failure of the Prediction Master's prediction from last week in the second hour of the show as well. And I'll tell you all about the intense debate after the next track. So keep it here. No reason to change. No reason to go anywhere else. Plenty of reasons to tune in. It's going to be marvellous and I enjoy your company. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Thank you so much. Now then, courtesy of Keith Ball, let's have a bit of Simply Red. To hurt you,
please explain in the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. The snake's the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, yes, and that was Simply Red with Stars. Fabulous, and thanks to Keith Ball for suggesting it. So, yeah, it's Tuesday, it's the 8th of August, and we're probably just one track away from hearing from Scott Fish this week. So, yeah, exciting to know he's been at an interesting sporting event. Well, I'll tell you, he's been at England's heart-wrenching defeat at the final of the Netball World Cup in Cape Town. Did so well to get their first ever World Cup final in netball achieved by the England team. Fantastic, fantastic achievement. But sadly, fairly comprehensive defeat, wasn't it? 61-45 at the hands of Australia. Ironically, who they'd beaten in the group stages. Couldn't do it in the final knockout game, though. But we'll see what Scott Fish makes of all of that, who he's managed to speak to in and around England's defeat to Australia at the final of the Netball World Cup. He'll be coming up after the next track, which is very exciting. And in true appetite-whetting business, which I'm keen to do as much as possible, tonight's big fake interview features me almost speaking to none other than Mr. Ed Sheeran. Very, very excited to be almost speaking to Ed later on. Stay tuned for that one. And with regards to the intense debate, I'm not going to tell you exactly what the question is. You can go to my former Twitter page, X page, Twitter page. It is still Twitter. At Ben Sim Radio and get a sneak peek. But it relates to the Lionesses at the World Cup in Australia. So, yes, it relates to the Lionesses. That's all I'm going to say. Nervy moments, wasn't it, against Nigeria? But we scraped through. Probably did not deserve to win that game. But anyway, we won. We're through. It doesn't matter. It's happened. Okay, let's have another track. We'll find out from Scott Fish all about the Netball World Cup after this next one. And this next one was suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh. Thank you very much, Siobhan, who would like to hear a bit of Walk the Moon.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you fabulously. Thanks for sharing part of it with me here on the Phoenix FM airways, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Whatever device you're listening on, thanks. Right, well, you want to hear about the Netball World Cup final? You want to hear from our roving reporter? Let's see what Scott Fish has been up to.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, once again, very excited to say we're going over to Scott Fish. Scott!
Ben, how are you?
Yeah, really good. How are you, Scott, out there in South Africa? It must have been exciting to be at the Netball World Cup final celebrating women's sport.
I never get your sort of your sense of humour. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So I don't see why you're laughing. You're not belittling women's sport, are you? Because it's become quite prevalent over recent years. You know, the women are just as good athletes as many men.
Yeah, I mean, totally. I agree. I just don't get, you know, your funny sense of humour. It completely confuses me. Anyway, I'm on location, exactly where you wanted me to be. So, yeah, how are you? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I mean, what's the weather like there? I'm guessing with heat waves all over Europe at the moment, South Africa must be quite warm itself.
I'd imagine so, but here we've got quite serious storms. I'm sorry if you can hear the waves crashing, then obviously...
Right.
Sorry if the sound cuts out from the noise.
Scott, let me stop you a minute. Now, in recent weeks, you were supposed to go to a Grand Prix in Hungary and went on a walking art tour. You were supposed to go to the Ashes and ended up in the Oval Office and talk to the president.
It was only yesterday I got out of prison, so it's good that I've managed to get to the current place.
But let's just recap, because I did ask you, admittedly via email, to go to the Netball World Cup final in Cape Town in South Africa. Where are you, Scott?
Oh, Ben, oh gosh.
Where are you?
There has been quite a serious breakdown in communications, Ben.
Right.
So your whole email didn't come through. So I took myself quite quickly from the prison in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
To Cape Horn, on the south of Chile.
Right, that is very south of Chile, isn't it, as well?
It's not the most southern point of Chile, but still.
So, okay, well, I can see how Cape Town and Cape Horn are quite similar. I'm guessing you have no idea what happened in the Netball World Cup final between England and Australia, then.
Oh, you see, I see that the problem is now, I thought you said World Final of Net Boat, and... Obviously, there are a lot of fishing boats trying to go around the world, and they have to go via Cape Horn. So, there has been a competition for boats with nets to get around the world via Cape Horn. And I followed that quite closely and really got a lot of information for you. I've basically been awake ever since I came home from prison, and... interviewing fishermen in quite serious stormy weather, so...
Yeah, well, I admire your dedication to that, Scott.
I really wanted to make it up to you after the first two things where I misunderstood quite seriously.
Yeah, well, let me just recap for the listeners. England-Australia, England lost 61-45.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the Netball World Cup final. It was their first ever World Cup final. Fantastic achievement. Now you're on the line, then. You're in a very southern tip of South America, which is quite an exciting...
It's not the most southern part of Chile, just to clarify there.
Is it not? I thought it was very close. I thought it was famous.
Oh, yes, it is very close, but it's not technically the most southerly part.
Right, okay. Does anyone in the vicinity of where you are understand about goal attack and wing defence?
I mean, there's very few people in my vicinity right now. It's quite a remote place. All the boats with their nets trailing behind them have moved on now.
Right.
I've been quite annoyed that I stopped them all for interviews, because it is a while, you know, sort of speed record getting around the world.
Yeah.
Quite a few people tried to throw me into the water, and then I pointed out that I could hold on to their nets and slowed them down. So just sort of begrudgingly... accepted the interview.
Yeah.
Scott. There's a small lighthouse just here where I've been staying.
Yeah.
And a small Chilean family of small people, actually. Everything's quite small here. Something to do with the latitude. and they've been sort of looking after me. And hang on, I'll just check. Guys, sorry, I don't speak Chilean, so you'll have to bear with me.
Yeah.
Netball. Do you know anything about netball? Yeah, they're looking quite cross.
Right.
I think we'd better get out of the lighthouse, actually.
All right. Let me just ask Scott. I'm going to let you go. I'm impressed you've got to talk to a small Chilean family. But
a bit like the American police force, they let me go.
Thank goodness, yeah. Just one thing. How are you going to get back to the UK now?
I'm not going to lie, it's going to be trickier than getting back from Cape Town. That would have been probably a relatively straightforward flight to Heathrow.
Okay, Scott, well, all the best getting back. I'm sure I'll see you in the studio at some point soon. As ever, our roving reporter, thanks very much, Scott Fish.
See you next week, man.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving. Where did he go? Nobody cares. He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Justify all the hurt inside. Guess she knows from the smiles and the look in their eyes. Everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, Mama never loved her much, and Daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shies away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs a bag for outer space. Now she's waiting for the right kind of pilot to come.
And she'll say to me,
she'll say, yeah, love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Savage Garden to the Moon and Back. Apologies if you tuned in to hear our roving reporter Scott Fish talk about the Netball World Cup final. England 45, Australia 61, of course. Heartbreak for the Red Roses. But Scott didn't actually go to the Netball World Cup final. He mistook Cape Town for Cape Horn, and has had a very interesting journey to the one of the very southernmost tip of Chile, That's the most tips of chili. I think doing some extensive research, as I always like to do on your behalf, lovely leg end listeners, I think Cape Horn is the southernmost tip of sort of continental South America that belongs to Chile. But there is a Chilean island that is actually more southerly, according to Scott, at the very least. I managed to get a little bit of sense out of him whilst Savage Garden were on there, but then the line got cut. People chasing him with fishing nets or something. So we'll find out what's happened to Scott next week, I'm sure, when we'll send him somewhere and hope he actually gets there. But yes, more from Scott Fish around about the same time next week. Thanks, Scott. Best of luck getting back to the UK or wherever it is you go on your travels and your travails. In the world, Scott Fish, our roving reporter on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Well, plenty more exciting tracks to come, all that link to the fact it's Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. Plenty of tracks relating to stars and night, possibly the moon as well, such as this next one from Top Loader.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight, classic track there. I haven't been properly thanking people for suggesting tracks. It was Laden Tunchai wanted to hear Top Loader. Alan Johnson, fellow Phoenix presenter with a bit of Savage Garden from earlier on. And then Siobhan Roxbury wanted to hear Walk the Moon and Shut Up and Dance before we heard from Scott Fish. So, yeah, how is it 6:45 already? It's all really racing by this evening. Hopefully it is for you listening as well, which proves, beyond reasonable doubt, that you are enjoying yourselves. So, there you go. Well done. Fabulous. Well, it's Tuesday the 8th of August. In case you weren't aware, it's Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. So, load of the tracks you hear tonight, wait, are linked to that, thanks to you lovely Leg End listeners making the suggestions. It's also International Cat Day today. If you have a cat, take it to another country. And it's National Dollar Day, so if you enjoy American currency, you'll be very excited to know that. It's also, all week, National Exercise With Your Child Week. Yes, that is a genuinely recognised thing. I don't know why. I'm sorry, but who could forget all month throughout August, whether hot, cold, rain, wind, snow, extreme sun, it is National Napping Month. Have a nap, but once it becomes September, you're not allowed anymore. Remember that, of course, National Napping Month throughout August. Now, the intense debate that is raging on the Twitterverse, I'm just going to stop saying, oh, formerly Twitter, now X or whatever. I'm just going to call it Twitter from now on until they ever change the domain name. It's still twitter.com. So on Twitter, I am asking via a simple poll, will the Lionesses win the World Cup? Will the Lionesses win the World Cup? They've got a 1-in-8 chance. They're one of the quarter finalists after scraping through by the barest of margins against Nigeria. Now, when the men's team got through against Colombia in the 2018 World Cup and, actually won a penalty shootout at the end, you felt from their performance during the game they probably deserved to win. Colombia got an equaliser late in extra time, didn't they, that took it to penalties. And you felt England were hard done by that it went to penalties and that England probably deserved to win. But that game against Nigeria, England were just not particularly good. Our star of the tournament so far, Lauren James, had a Beckham-esque moment of madness, stamping incident, sent off, backs against the wall. The Nigerians hit the woodwork a few times. We really, really were lucky to make extra time and then lucky to hold out for penalties and then won on penalties. But there is something to be said for that, about the potential to then win the tournament. We've shown resilience. We've won against the odds. We've won after a bad performance in a knockout game and still come through. That's what the top teams do. It's sort of annoying for all the other teams, isn't it? So that does give me some hope that this could actually all come to an amazing conclusion. Will the Lionesses win the World Cup? I'm asking on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, single click or tap to cast your vote once you get to the profile. Of the votes that have come in so far, 75% of voters say no. So pessimism rules supreme at the moment. If you want that to change, you're going to need to cast your vote. If you've got a bit of patriotism, if you're excited, if you think the resilience and determination showed that we've got qualities that could actually win the tournament, then get onto the Twitterverse and vote at Ben Sim Radio. Yes, go to the top of the profile. The poll will be there, single click or tap to cast your vote. Why not give it a repost? More people will see it, more people can get involved. Very, very grateful. Thank you so much. So, yes, one final time in this link, will the Lionesses win the World Cup? Just a simple yes or no answer. At the moment, overwhelmingly, voters going for no. So there we go. Well, thanks to everyone that suggested tracks so far. Let's have this one suggested by Barry Liptrot. Bit of classic Frank Sinatra.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That was old Blue Eyes and Blue Moon. Very appropriate. Fabulous, because all the tracks tonight link to Global Sleep, Under the Stars Night, and most of them have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. Now, I was just perusing the Twitterverse. Obviously, my poll is running, and thanks to everybody that's voted so far. Something trending right now. It's looking like a deal's been agreed, although it hasn't been confirmed on sort of more mainstream sporting news outlets, is that Arsenal have agreed with Brentford a fee to purchase their goalkeeper David Raya for around £30 million. Big profit for Brentford. They sold Raya from Blackburn. They bought Raya from Blackburn for £2.7 million just 4 years ago. They're going to sell him for almost 13 or 14 times that. Incredible. £30 million roughly. I think it's 25 plus add-ons. And apparently, earlier on in the transfer window, Spurs offered £35 million and the bid got rejected. So maybe the bid got rejected because he didn't really want to go to Spurs. Who knows? But it looks like Aaron Ramsdale is going to have some competition for the number one shirt in the Arsenal squad. David Raya, it looks pretty much nailed on that he is going to be transferred from Brentford to Arsenal in this transfer window. Now, interestingly for football fans, while I was looking up corroborating facts about that on sporting apps, a very well-known sports media outlet has this as their top story. Breaking news. The Premier League are investigating Chelsea for potential financial breaches in the Roman Abramovich era. That is all it says right now. Premier League is investigating Chelsea for potential financial breaches during Roman Abramovich's ownership. Chelsea's new owners reported their own club to UEFA and the Premier League after their takeover in 2022. If found guilty of rule breaches, sanctions could include a fine or points deduction. In July, UEFA fined Chelsea £8.6 million for incomplete financial information. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. Just when you think Chelsea may be turning a corner after a season of turmoil last season and far too many players in their squad. They're trying to offload players while still purchase more, keep Maurizio Pochettino happy. They may have to deal with some kind of fine or points deduction once that investigation in potential financial breaches during Roman Abramovich's ownership has been concluded. There we go. Interesting, but possibly worrying for Chelsea fans. So yeah, happy to bring you breaking news here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Football news, sports news, any kind of news. If it's breaking, I'll bring it to you just so you feel informed. Right, let's have another track. And then after that, we'll have our big fake interview with Ed Sheeran, which is extremely exciting. Looking forward to nearly speaking to Ed in due course. In the meantime, let's go back many years and have an upbeat track called Star from one Kiki D.
Rock and roll are the games you play. High flyers see your name in lights. Temporarily social suicide. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. At the top you get the cream of the crop. Image seekers, they're on wheel to wheel. This week great, but well next week, who knows. Oh, don't you tell me it's rough. Oh, don't you tell me it's tough.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Kiki D and Star on a night where all the tunes link to celestial bodies in the sky because it's Global Sleep Under the Stars night, Tuesday the 8th of August. So any camping fans out there should be excited this evening, I guess. Right, I'm excited because I'm about to almost speak to Ed Sheeran in the big fake interview. Let's absolutely do it.
The big fake interview.
Well, Ed, thank you so much for being on the show that goes like this. I asked you to do it. Here you are. It's fantastic. You're a man of your word.
If you'd have asked me to be on your show and I couldn't have done it, I'd tell you I can't do it.
Yeah, always loved your honesty. That's fantastic, because I did ask you to do it quite a few weeks ago, didn't I, originally?
I said I'd do it next year.
You absolutely did, but I'm so glad we've been able to bring it forward. Now, I know what I like about you, your best qualities. What do you think about me, Ed?
You don't lie, you keep your word, and you're never late.
Well, thanks very much. I'm honoured. Now, it's a bit of a maze of corridors getting through the Brentwood Centre to our studios here. Just wanted to make sure you had a reasonable journey along these hallowed halls.
It took so long for me to get here, and so many people slammed doors in my face.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but it's good to know that being a musician and a very hard man, you're able to push those doors straight back open and take the people down.
Yeah, I don't take it for granted.
Absolutely right, you shouldn't do. Now, as you know, before we go any further, I like to get all the people I interview in this part of the show to rate my show out of 10. So have you had any strong thoughts about this? What would you give it out of 10? I can see you're deliberating quite a bit in your mind.
And it entered in at 5, and then it went to 4, and then it went to 2, and then it went to 3, and then it went to 5, and then it went to 2.
Okay, mate, don't stress yourself out. Let's not worry about the numbers. Let's just say, can you give me any tips for the future?
You have to keep your ego in check, I think, sometimes, and be like, why do I do this, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit weird that you're not the first person to say that, but okay, fine. Let's not dwell on rating the show or advice anymore. Let's just make it all a bit more lighthearted. Let's have a game. Let's get a nice console out. What do you prefer, PlayStation or Xbox?
I think you have to have a Switch.
Ah, so you're a Nintendo man. Nice. Well, I am very sorry, though. We've only got a PlayStation or an Xbox. I have failed to provide the correct console for you, Ed Sheeran.
Accept that the failure's come, and that's actually part of the journey.
Yeah, I have accepted it. Once again, extremely wise words, I have to say. I think I'm going to need you to stick around and just be my guru and advisor on everything that's happening on Phoenix FM.
Right, I'm retiring. I've just got my dream job. I'm off. That's it.
Well, if you could just stick around long enough to sign off the interview, that'd be fabulous. Wish you every success with the future and all your advice giving, all your singing, all your writing. Ed Sheeran, thank you.
Thank you.
The Big Fake Interview.
Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now.
now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
FM.
Only fair we played Ed Sheeran's Shape of You after nearly speaking to Ed in tonight's big fake interview. Thanks so much to Ed Sheeran for almost appearing speaking to me live on the Phoenix FM airwaves. The big fake interview with Ed Sheeran. If you like the big fake interview, it usually happens at the halfway stage of the show around about 7 o'clock. Last week, we nearly spoke to Margot Robbie. 2 weeks ago, we were almost talking to Tom Cruise. Very, very exciting. Remember, if you've missed any part of the show or you want to listen to previous ones, go to the schedule on phoenixfm.com. Go to the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Click on the title of the show. It will take you to my Phoenix blog page and all previous recordings are available there. Thank you so much to anybody that goes on via the website and downloads the past efforts, the excitement, the two-hour extravaganzas in history. And tonight's will be history as soon as it's over, but it will be available from tomorrow mornings. If you've joined us late and think, darn it, I didn't get to hear where Scott Fish went this week and I didn't get to hear that fake interview with Ed Sheeran. Well, you'll be able to from tomorrow morning via our website on whatever device you have. Wonderful. Well, keep it here. We've still got to look at the weird world of news. We've still got to look at Prediction Master and what he's up to. The intense debate will be resolved. You've only got 40 minutes left to vote. Will the Lionesses win the World Cup? That's the intense debate that's raging on social media now. On Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, single click or tap to cast your vote. At the moment, 40% of voters say yes, 60% of voters say no. So the gap has got narrower, but it's still the no's that have it. The nays are ahead. Crikey. Right, let's hear on this night of celebrating Global Sleep Under the Stars night, musically, it's Melanie C.
They try to catch a falling star, thinking that she had gone too far. She did, but kept it hidden well. Until she cracked and then she fell. If all the history is true, she's gonna end up just like you. You made it to the other side, but tell me who will be my guide. They filled you up so they can tell.
I have learned my lesson.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, coming up to 7:15. We haven't done celebrity birthdays. Let's put that right. Who is celebrating today then? Well, on the 8th of August, singer Shawn Mendes is 25 today. Tennis legend Roger Federer is 42 today. Actor Dustin Hoffman is 86 today. Former boxer, father of Chris Eubank Jr., Chris Eubank, is 57 today. Formula One legend Nigel Mansell is 70 today. Princess Beatrice is 35 today. And Strictly dancer Oti Mabuse is 33 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns to you. Hope you have a wonderful celebratory evening. Yes, you share it with a lot of sporting legends if you were born on the 8th of August. And Chris Eubank. No, he was a legend, wasn't he? He's just regarded as a bit humorous now because of having a slight speech impediment. But anyway, let's move on. 7:15 has happened now. We've still got to talk about Prediction Master. We may well have to brave that after another track and then find out briefly about an Weird World of News visit on International Cat Day, which could be quite interesting, and the intense debate will only be raging for around another 30-35 minutes. So if you want to cast your vote on whether you think England's Lionesses have what it takes to now win the World Cup after scraping through against Nigeria, it's at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote on the poll that is running there and give it a retweet, a repost, so more people can see it as well. Much appreciated. Okay then, time for a classic rocking track from Nickelback.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chair with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the d***s come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have a quesadilla. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna dress my with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the d***s come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms
news with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey,
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And it's time now to see if I truly can be crowned Prediction Master.
Prediction Master.
Well, if you were tuning in at this point last week, you would have heard me make a prediction related to the Community Shield traditional curtain raiser for the top flight season in English football, usually the winners of the Premier League against the winners of the FA Cup. However, Manchester City won both of those trophies, so it was second place in the Premier League versus the winners of the FA Cup, which was Manchester City versus Arsenal. And I predicted Manchester City would win the Community Shield. People who are up to date with recent sporting events will know I was not correct. Prediction Master was wrong. Oh dear. Well, it's one apiece then. Prediction Master successfully predicted England would win the fifth and final Ashes test a couple of weeks back. But now I've got it wrong. I hold my hands up, although I do say, had I taken into account the new refereeing laws, where much more injury time is now being added on for time wasting and stoppages in play, I may have changed my mind. Yes, Arsenal's equaliser was in something like the 108th minute of a 90-minute game, wasn't it? Something like that. But anyway... No, 98th minute, I apologise. 98th minute of a 90-minute game, wasn't it? Leandro Trossard's double deflected strike. Stefan Ortega left stranded and it rolled into the net, taking it to extra time and then Arsenal victorious on penalties. Are Manchester City going to suffer from possibly the similar kind of thing to happen to Liverpool last season? The season before, Liverpool were just a couple of games, really a few moments in games of football away from doing a quadruple. 1-0 defeat to Real Madrid in the final of the Champions League. And had Manchester City not staged a 15-minute turnaround from a 2-0 deficit against Aston Villa, they would have been Premier League champions as well as FA Cup and Carabao Cup champions. So Liverpool fighting on four fronts for all the trophies you can win. And then definitely suffered a drop-off last season. And are Manchester City going to do that, having been victorious in their treble-winning campaign last year? Very, very impressive. The Premier League, the FA Cup and the Champions League all now residing with Manchester City. But are they going to find it hard to retain titles? Could there be a new Premier League winner this season? I say new, I just mean someone other than Manchester City. As a Liverpool fan, I kind of don't mind anybody winning other than Manchester City or Manchester United. I wouldn't care if Arsenal won, if Tottenham won, if Chelsea won, if someone, you know, surprising came through like Leicester did a few years ago, if Brighton were victorious, Aston Villa were victorious, you know. Or, of course, Liverpool ourselves, I say ourselves. But, you know, I think it just gets a bit dull when the same team win the league over and over and over again. And it's in danger of happening with Manchester City because of their financial power and having one of the best managers in the game. I still say, though, do you know if Guardiola's one of the best managers in the game? He's only ever managed the best team or one of two best teams in a division. He managed Barcelona, whose only sort of real adversaries are Real Madrid. He managed Bayern Munich, whose only real adversaries were Dortmund at the time, but even then they weren't doing particularly well. And he's been at Manchester City with the most financial clout. I'm not denying he's an amazing manager, but, you know, could he have saved a lower top-flight club from relegation? Could he have done a Sean Dyche and guided Everton to safety? It'd be interesting to... You'll never find out. It's one of the infuriating things. He's only ever going to manage top clubs now and then probably retire or become Spain's national manager. That'll tell you something. If he ever becomes Spain's national manager, to see how Spain do. If they start winning again, I may have to accept he is a phenomenal manager. Still, anyway, let's move on and let's have some more great tracks because you suggested lots of them. So I think Dale Warren suggested something similar to this one. I don't think we had the exact track you wanted, Dale, so I've done the best I can with Rose Royce and Wishing on a Star.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. And I wish on all the rain. Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
As ever, towards the end of the show, got a lot of tracks to squeeze in and not too much time. I realised with Prediction Master, I just admitted to being wrong in the Community Shield and failed to make a new prediction. What happened there? Went off at a tangent. Terribly sorry. But anyway, yes, so Prediction Master stands at 1-1, lost 1. But he doesn't get disheartened. Oh no, he makes a new prediction. It's the opening weekend of the brand new Premier League season this coming weekend. And see, Manchester City playing Burnley, you'd think comfortable Manchester City win. Liverpool-Chelsea, always difficult to predict, been 0-0 for the last couple of seasons. Tottenham at Brentford could be an interesting game, but you don't want to pick a game that you think is easy to predict. So Prediction Master is going for Everton versus Fulham. Yes, Everton versus Fulham. And you may be shocked with Fulham finishing the season well last year, finishing high up in the top 10 of the Premier League, and Everton escaping relegation. I'm going for a home win, Everton to beat Fulham. That is what Prediction Master says.
Prediction Master.
Yes, Everton to beat Fulham. Now, I saw an advert recently featuring Simon Day as one of his fast show characters I always loved. Dave Angel, Eco Warrior. Brilliant. Dressed like the old comic Mike Reed. Ah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. Dave Angel, Eco Warrior. Fantastic. And then it reminded me of a track, and I thought I have to play that track on the Phoenix Airwaves this week. So really just to amuse myself. But it fits in with the theme. It's Mike Oldfield and Moonlight Shadow.
Oh,
Phoenix FM.
Mike Oldfield's Moonlight Shadow. And I'm not going to speak too much because there's so many tracks still to squeeze in. And I want to pay a visit to the weird world of news. We've got to wrap up the intense debate in summing up the show as well. Will the Lionesses win the World Cup? There's about 15 minutes left to vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Currently, yes on 34%, no on 66%. If you feel strongly, give it a retweet, a repost. More people will see it. More people can vote as well. But they've only got 15 minutes. Spread the word. In the meantime, Starship.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
This is giving me last year Panto vibes.
Say you don't know me, or recognize my face. Say you don't care, go to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.
Yeah!
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Starship and We Built This City on Global Sleep Under the Stars night. I haven't mentioned it for a while, but don't forget it is International Cat Day today as well. And a study has recently been conducted online to see if your cat genuinely is plotting to kill you. A comedian released a book about 5 or 6 years ago called How to Tell If Your Cat is Plotting to Kill You, just as a light-hearted sort of tongue-in-cheek look at the behaviour of cats. This is a genuine behavioural study to see if there's anything sinister about cats' behaviour. And it reveals you have nothing to fear if your cat is hiding in plain sight and you see it hunting in the garden or anything like that. But when it reverts to darkness, you may want to keep your wits about you. If you lose track of it for any amount of time, it could be plotting. Cats are big fans of a staring contest. If this is on a regular basis, then it could be a way of testing your strength and resolve. And we've always thought that when our cats bring us presents into our homes, and by that I mean unfortunately killed small animals, that it was a gift. You know, they're being loving. They're saying, look what I've done this for you. But this study potentially says they could be claiming a sign of dominance. And what your cat is telling you is, I've exterminated this mouse or that bird. And now there'll be nothing standing between you and me. And then I will take my final prey. I don't see that kind of behaviour in my cats. I think it's just a light-hearted look, really. But, yeah, some people genuinely worried that their cats are plotting against them. It is weird if your cat suddenly stares at something else in the room that isn't there, and you're like, are there ghosts in this house or other cats? Or is it just locking onto some kind of insect I can't see? Anyway, I think cats are fabulous, fluffy, very lovely and wonderful companions. So let's leave it there. And in the meantime, let's have One Republic.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line, in my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard.
watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me.
Phoenix FM.
That was One Republic and Counting Stars. You've only got 5 minutes left to finish voting on the intense debate. Will the Lionesses win the World Cup? Scraped through against Nigeria. Very, very lucky. Probably didn't deserve it if we're all completely honest with ourselves. But is that the sign of a potential champion getting through against adversity and annoying the other teams? But anyway, there we go. Right, three more tracks to do. Got to sum up the entire show. The intense debate will be finishing in 3.5 minutes now, so any final votes, get them in. In the meantime, here's the track that was the first dance at my wedding. It's Lone Star and Amazed.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me, it's almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear thoughts, see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I want to spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Phoenix FM.
Lone Star and Amazed always brings back good memories for me. Fabulous. And of course, linked to Global Sleep Under the Stars Night, as all the tracks are tonight. Well, 10 minutes left, and that does mean the intense debate is over. And I can tell you, will the Lionesses win the World Cup? It didn't change too drastically. 38% of the vote says yes, 62% of the vote says no. So overwhelmingly, people don't think we are going to go on to be victorious. But there we go. Our brave Lionesses could change all that. They're going to have a quarter final against Colombia next. I think it's Colombia. I did check earlier, and that's what stuck in my head. So if I'm wrong, apologies for that. But yes, it must be Colombia. Right, penultimate track, then we'll sum up the entire show. And then after the news at 8, Rob Harvey will be in as ever with another fabulous Synth City. So keep it here on a Tuesday night on Phoenix FM 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Here at 5 Star.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And the penultimate track on tonight's show was 5 Star there and System Addict. Fabulous. Well, thanks to everybody that's been in touch throughout the show tonight. Everyone that made song suggestions. Fabulous of all of you. The likes of Stuart Anthony, Scott Ross, Denise Hare, Barry Liptrot, Siobhan Roxburgh, Leden Tunchai, Dale Warren, Apologies if I've missed anyone out. It was brilliant to talk to Scott Fish again, although he failed to make it to the Netball World Cup final. And I hope you enjoyed my big fake interview with Ed Sheeran. So I almost got to speak to him. Remember, if you've missed anything, it'll all be available from tomorrow on the blog page of the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Go to the schedule Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Click on the show that goes like this, and then you'll go to my page where you can get all previous recordings of this show. Utterly fabulous. Don't forget Prediction Master, who admitted defeat last week at the Community Shield, is predicting the opening weekend of Premier League fixtures. Just picked out one game that's relatively difficult to guess. Everton versus Fulham. Prediction Master going for an Everton win. And people in the UK don't have any faith in the Lionesses and don't think they're going to go on to win the World Cup. I will be back same time next week. We need a track to play us out that still celebrates Global Sleep Under the Stars Night. Well, what better than a comedy one that celebrates everything sci-fi as well? It's The Firm and Star Trekking. Good night.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Kirk. Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star trekking across the universe.
Change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Can it change the laws of physics?
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.